This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is, two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau. This is flyer number 773, entitled Canadian Feminist Governmental Campaign Against the Manosphere. Description. This flyer expresses masculist contempt for the deep hypocrisy shown by Canadian monoconscious feminists who want a governmental campaign against the misogyny of the manosphere, which comprises MGTOWs, masculists, etc., who have very powerful reasons to hate certain categories of women for these women's horrible gender crimes against men that are far more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. This hypocritical Canadian feminist campaign against the manosphere will only result in the gender war becoming ever more heated and hateful. The flyer itself. Canadian Feminist Governmental Campaign Against the Manosphere. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau. Email profhugodaguerreau@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreau.wordpress.com. Canadian feminists in government and those lobbying their government are out to block the influence of the manosphere on men, especially young men. Below is a link to a 2-minute YouTube short on this, followed by a 200-word summary of this effort generated by Jeep, brackets, that's my word for GPT-5.6, close brackets, so that you can judge for yourself what these Canadian feminists are aiming to achieve. Here's the link to the 2-minute video. You can search it on YouTube, and the title is MPs Urge Action Against Anti-Women Rhetoric Online. I then asked Jeep to give me roughly a 200-word summary of what Canadian feminists are doing governmentally re the manosphere. Its reply was, quote, Canadian feminist organisations are working mainly through parliamentary testimony, lobbying, government-funded prevention programmes and public education. In 2025-26, groups including Women's Shelters Canada, Aura Freedom, and the Barbara Schleifer Commemorative Clinic gave evidence to the House of Commons Status of Women Committee's inquiry into rising anti-feminist ideology. They portray parts of the manosphere, particularly incel and violently misogynistic networks, as pathways to harassment, gender-based violence, and occasionally extremist violence. Their principal demands include renewed online harms legislation, faster removal of violent misogynistic material, disclosure of how social media algorithms promote content, penalties for platforms that inadequately address harassment, doxing and sexual deepfakes, and improve national statistics on gendered hate. They also seek sustained federal funding for shelters, women's centres, legal clinics and research. And there's a link, House of Commons Committee Report. You can probably click on that in YouTube. Prevention is another major concern. Feminists advocate school education about consent, gender equality, digital literacy, healthy relationships, and healthy masculinity, together with mentoring and mental health support for vulnerable boys and men. Some proposals are already reflected in Women and Gender Equality Canada programs. Ottawa funds organizations engaging men and boys, cyber violence prevention projects, and youth campaigns. However, stronger measures, especially comprehensive regulation of internet platforms, largely remain recommendations rather than enacted federal policy. And a link, look it up on YouTube, Women and Gender Equality Canada, end quote. To me, as a masculist, a biconscious masculist, The above attempt by the feminists in Canada reeks of their hypocritical monoconsciousness. They have been powerfully brainwashed by their gender political ideology that gender oppression is a one-way street, that they never question their unconscious assumption that gender crimes are committed only by men and against women. It simply does not occur to them that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women's gender crimes against men are far worse, since many of them are horrible and last decades, particularly the big three that the maskers keep harping on, namely man's slavery, divorce rape, and forced fathering, which to anyone of either sex who thinks about them agrees that they are indeed horrible and should be hated. Maskers, by conscious maskers, in brackets, that is, those who have had both their feminist and maskist consciousnesses raised, close brackets, are familiar with both sets of arguments, feminist and masculist, so see clearly that gender oppression is a two-way street, that women oppress men too, and in fact worse than vice versa. So when a bi-conscious masculist watches these Canadian feminists, these monoconscious feminists, focusing only on how men oppress women and mentioning in capital letters nothing of the reverse case, only generates more anger and hatred against their awful, suffocating, monoconscious hypocrisy. These women want a ban on manospherian expression of hatred towards women. In their monoconscious eyes, their belief that gender oppression is a one-way street makes such an endeavour seem reasonable, since they believe that only men are gender criminals, so men's freedom of speech to express hatred towards women should, in capital letters, be blocked, since it only increases the level of misogyny in society. That is what they believe. But the maskers are telling society via the manosphere, that is men on the internet, who talk about men's gender political issues, about men's lib, close brackets, that gender oppression is a two-way street. Maskers teach men how badly women oppress men. So when these masculisted men see these Canadian feminist women on the video saying that men should respect women, these men sneer, thinking that women oppress men far worse. So why are these Canadian feminists behaving so hypocritically, so ignorantly in gender political terms? Masculists assert that respect must be earned, capital letters, not just given to women because women ask for it from men. For women to earn men's respect, women need to grow up, to take responsibility for their own financial lives by fipping up, brackets, FIP, F-I-P equals financially independent person, who bothers to get a career-competent education at high school and college so that they can be FIPs as adults and not be fluffies, close brackets. A fluffy is the opposite of a FIP. That is, a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts that the feminists took over in the 1970s, who now butcher one father in four, ruining millions of men's lives, resulting in the fact that two-thirds of young men in many countries now choose to live the MGTOW. MGTOW, men going their own way, lifestyle of rejecting marriage, rejecting paternity, and spending their money on themselves, absolutely refusing to face a one chance in four of being butchered in a hated, fluffy feminist dominated divorce court, which sees women still as fluffies and men as cash machines put on this earth, in female voice, to pay for women to have babies. These Canadian feminists believe, as do feminists in many other countries, that it's okay for women, for feminists, to lash out publicly at men for the gender crimes that men commit against women, but that it's not okay for men, for masculists, to lash out publicly at the far worse gender crimes that women commit against men. To masculists, such hypocrisy is blatant and only increases the level of hatred that masculists feel towards monoconscious feminists. Maskers are at war against such women, aiming to wipe them off the face of the earth by effectively exterminating them, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, lonely, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected, both socially and sexually. In short, men, certainly masculinized men, don't want relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts and punish them to extinction, forcing women to become bi-conscious by learning some masculine ideas so that they lose their awful monoconscious feminist misandry by having their feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled, by their female masculine anger at women for the worst ways that women oppress men. This bi-consciousing of women makes them much nicer for men to be with. So such women are much more likely to have and to keep, capital letters, a boyfriend. Masculists want women to be SNURFs, that's S-N-U-R-F-S, that is slim, brackets, two-thirds of Western women are either fat or obese and hence unfuckable for slim, health-conscious males, close brackets. Nurturative, brackets, so that men experience the same kind of nurturing from women that they got from their mothers as kids, close brackets. And FIP, that is, not to manslave and divorce rape men. The anti-manosphere campaign of these Canadian feminists will only tighten the screws in the gender war. These women want the expression of hatred by men towards women to be banned. Masculists want the expression of hatred towards gender criminal women be made public and to be generally accepted so that everyone becomes bi-conscious, so that men's gender political issues are discussed broadly, both publicly and in the parliaments. When I listen to these women, I am horrified by the level of ignorance of these monoconscious females of how much worse women oppress men. These women need to be taught that the gender crimes of men against women that these women are talking about, in brackets, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., close brackets, are small beer in comparison to women's gender crimes against men, for example, the masculists' big three of manslavery, divorce rape, and forced fathering, which are horrible and far more serious than the gender crimes that men commit against women that the feminists keep harping on. Masculists and MGTOWs are having a hard time penetrating the mainstream media with their ideas, due largely to the existence of the so-called Fem-mafia, that's feminist media mafia, since most journalists in Western countries are now female and hence monoconscious. The existence of the Fem-mafia is an example of the general societal phenomenon of the great feminization. A profession is said to have become feminized when over 60% of its members are female. Below is a list from Jeep of the level of feminization in the US in various professions today. So in the left column, the profession, and in the right column, the percentage of female members. Psychologists, 72%. Elementary and middle school teachers, 79%. Preschool and kindergarten teachers, 97%. Speech language pathologists, 97%. Dental hygienists, 95%. Occupational therapists, 92%. Nurse practitioners, 90%. Registered nurses, 87%. Librarians and media collection specialists, 85%. Special education teachers, 85%. Paralegals and legal assistants, 82%. Child, family and school social workers, 81%. Educational and career counsellors, 77%. Veterinarians, 71%. The percentage of media people who are female in the US today is listed by Jeep. Remember, Jeep is my word for GPT version 5.6. Listed by Jeep as editors, 63% female. Writers and authors, 67%. Public relations specialists, 66%. Technical writers, 47%. Photographers, 51%. Television/video camera operators and editors, 31%. Most of these women are monoconscious, who see the misandry of the manosphere as something to be fought against rather than as legitimate criticism by men against the worst gender crimes that women commit against men. A sizable part of manospherian philosophy is masculist and MGTOW, which preaches to men, especially young men, that modern marriage is toxic for men, so something to be avoided, since the divorce courts are run by monoconscious feminists who see divorcing wives as fluffies and divorcing husbands as cash machines to be robbed and abused. 70% of marriages in the US are started by women. This is the end of part one.